are listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me, and we are here at the beautiful baseball field on the campus of George Rogers Clark High School in Winchester, Kentucky. We've got high school baseball coming your way and a couple of rival schools that are district competitors. George Rogers Clark Cardinals at 6-6 taking on Montgomery County Indians, who roll in here with a 3-8 record. On the mound, lefty Jordan Solis, and Lynn, the first three batters for Montgomery County.
Ethan Overhauser leads it off. Brandon Doerr bats second, and Eli Leach is the third hitter.
Solis, a left-handed senior pitcher, works high and away for a swinging strike, and the count is now 1-1. GRC comes in here. The Cardinals, they have won two in a row. That snapped a four-game skid, while Montgomery County seems to be trending the opposite. Solis with a 1-1. He's got a very aggressive Overhauser going way out of the strike zone. It's now 1-2.
Solis comes in with a good ERA, .078, so he's been effective all year.
Here's a pitch up and away for a ball that evens the count at 2-2. He had gotten swinging strikes up and away, so he tried to expand that strike zone with a purpose pitch. Solis, a senior left-hander that I mentioned, he is not a real big guy, never has been, and they call them crafty left-handers. I've never heard of a crafty right-hander.
No, they're all left-handers.
They're all left-handers.
Defensively for the Cardinals, Abe Mullins is at third. Caden Spencer is at first. Tyler Highway second. And Tyler Howard is the shortstop. Left field is Carter Maynard. Cam McAlpin is in center field. And Ben Fulks has right field. And J.P. Gaines is catching here tonight.
Break-even pitch is hit on one hop back to the mound. Solis underhands to first, and there's one away in the Montgomery County leadoff batter. So that's going to bring up the second baseman, Braden Doerr, and Doerr will settle into the box. And beautiful day. Game time temperature at 71. That's going to hit a high for the day. We've got a 14-mile-per-hour wind that's blowing out toward right field. The right-handed batting Doerr settles into the box, and here's Solis with the first offering. It's fouled straight back. Good pitch, good cut.
Montgomery County coming in with a team batting average of .234 and a team ERA of 4.49. Doerr is hitting .158.
Here's a one-hopper, a big high chopper. Mullins field, strong throw to first. He took the nice hop, Lynn, and yep. On this turf, you're going to get those kind of hops, and you need to play the big one.
And a strong throw, as you mentioned.
Right on the money. Mullins, a tall guy over there playing third base, shares that spot sometimes with Abram Howard, who has moved over to shortstop today. Number three batter and first baseman, Eli Leach. Right-handed batter, swing and a miss.
Late on that fastball.
He was, and it was down and away, so Lee's not giving the big guy anything maybe he can get a hold of here.
Two groundouts, good way to start for the Cardinals.
Solis' fastball there is low and away for a ball. Evens account here.
Leach comes in batting .280 for the year.
You mentioned that Montgomery County batting average. It's going to pretty much mirror the batting average of GRC. Neither team really just clubbing that ball.
No,
the pitching for GRC is considerably better.
Very close. 236 for the Cardinals batting average, and their ERA is 3.05.
Changeup lifted into right field, camping under it and making the catch out there is Fulks for the third out. So Montgomery County goes in order, three up, three down. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No score by Montgomery County. The Cardinals of GRC coming up. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision, and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
High school baseball right here on your Gateway Sports Station. George Rogers Clark Cardinals hosting the Montgomery County Indians. The Indians went three up, three down in their top half of the first, and now the Cards come to the plate, and Lynn Middens here with the lineup.
For the Cardinals, they'll lead off tonight with Cam McAlpin play center field. Brady Davis, the DH, will bat second, and Cade Spicer, the first baseman, hitting 394, will be in the three hole.
Both these ball clubs under the guidance of first-year head coaches at their respective programs. Neither one a rookie coach. I'm told Coach Mindard for Montgomery County, a veteran, and we know that Coach Brooks, he was the original coach that started the Frederick Douglass Bronco program and now moves over here to GRC.
Good to have him back. He's had surgery, had appendectomy and had some problems, and good to see him back on the sidelines tonight.
Coming with the pitch, the right-hander Kaba, who has good velocity. That time his pitch is down and away, and McAlpin. Well, McAlpin's one of these kind of guys, Lynn, that actually his walk-to-strikeout ratio 2-1. Normally, it'll be the inverse. But if you want a leadoff guy, this is your man.
He's got a very good eye, and he's got a quick bat. Not a real big guy, but he's got some speed, and he's already committed to EKU, so a good baseball player.
They try a backdoor breaking ball, and Calba's pitch stays outside high and away, and now one of those walks just one pitch away from being issued to McAlpin.
Calba comes in at a 6.30 ERA.
Lifts a foul ball down the left field line, giving chase and not able to come up with it. Shading to pull just a little was Overhauser, so he had a long run, and that's going to run the count full.
Cabo, 3.1 innings pitch, three strikeouts, two bases on balls, five hits and five runs, three earned runs with a 6.30 ERA.
McAlpin with 11 stolen bases on 11 attempts this year, trying to get on here to set the table for GRC. Too much time on the sign exchange for the Montgomery County battery.
Clark looks good, and they're all black tonight.
Well, that's a little different. Mm-hmm. I was looking at Montgomery County, the road team. Normally, you're wearing road grays or your alternate jersey, but that's not the case here. As long as they know what it is, it's fine with me.
Yeah, they got the light blue with the white trousers.
They're wearing white, you know, and haven't seen that powder blue on Montgomery County. I like the royal, that red, white, blue, as McAlpin gets a walk. So he's on at first. I mentioned he's 11 for 11 in stolen base attempts, and a throw over there quickly by Kaba just to let you know, letting McAlpin know that I'm aware you're over there. And your base running ability. Brady Davis, right-handed batter, takes one down and in, and no throw. And going in there with a head first slide is Cam McAlpin, picked up his 12th steal.
Big jump, no throw. Had that one stolen on the pitcher.
Well, this was a small ball fast team last year, Lynn.
It was.
And the bats went silent right whenever you needed them most. The pitching held up perfectly.
And they hadn't had many home runs this year. It's a pass ball.
Pass ball exactly gets by the catcher trying to block that one is Jacob Todd. And now all of a sudden the Cardinals have a get-ahead run at third base with nobody out. One of their better hitters, Brady Davis, at the plate. And Davis, a guy that packs a lot of wallop in his bat. He's a powerful hitter. He does have a big swing, though. And sometimes you can run that fastball high and tight. They do that here, and he chops it to third. And McAlpin in a rundown. They go to home, and the tag applied by Todd Davis, trying to go in at second, and they nearly doubled him up, but he gets in there on a head-first slide. So Davis at second base on a fielder's choice, and they throw out McAlpin 5-2. Boy, that's
not good base running.
No, he is, you know, you're going to get that walking lead and foul ground down the third baseline, but he had ventured just a little too far.
You got to freeze when that ball is hit on the ground like that and try to get back.
Credit Wells. He made a nice play at third for Montgomery.
Give the defense a credit.
Yeah, that saved a run. Now GRC has Caden Spicer in here, and time called by Spicer as Caba trying to control this running game early by just holding the ball.
And Brady Davis with a good speed out on second base.
He likes to run as well. He hasn't had as many steals or attempts. Caba's pitch is down and in, and
I think he's been hurt and not pitching right now.
Well, he's in the DH slot
right
today, so trying to get him back healthy, and he's a big part of this Cardinal lineup.
Absolutely.
He's a middle of the order kind of batter. At one time, here's a breaking pitch, and the umpire saying, "Hold on, big guy." That ball hit the knob of the bat whenever he tried to turn away, so Caba gets an strike out of them. So Spicer thought he was on, hit by pitch, and the umpire, well, that ball wouldn't go that far, and you could hear it click even from up here in the press box. One on, one out for the Cardinals. Caba pitching, and a breaking pitch, a soft liner that's fielded by Evan Kofer.
Shortstop makes a nice play on a sinking liner. Two down for the Cards.
That's one of those breaking pitches, right-hander to a righty batter. And, you know, like you said, it's hard to do. But if you can hold those hands back in that inside-out swing lid, you go to right, this guy's moving.
Mm-hmm. Look at the hole over there now.
Sure.
Trying to hold that runner on a second. It makes open a big hole.
Two down and Abram Howard at the plate. Howard, a freshman player, takes one high and tight for ball one. Howard last year, one of the team leaders in batting on this club as a middle school student and very versatile infielder, plays third base often, but today penciled in at the shortstop. Here's a sidearm pitch that jams Howard in on the fist. He hits a fly ball to right field, and it got away from the right fielder. Davis will come around to score, and Howard stays at first base, so the Cards get a run, albeit an unearned one, but struggling out there. I mentioned that wind blowing to right field, 14 miles per hour, but that time Lane looked a little shaky from the beginning.
Yeah, E9 could not handle that pop-up, and Howard should have been at second base.
Yeah, I think there's a lesson to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
These coaches, these mental errors, you know, you're going to throw the ball away. You're going to miss a catch. But, you know, you need to be running when two outs.
Absolutely.
You need to take that walking lead and foul ground on third. You need to run everything out. Yeah, there's some just
little
baseball
things.
Rules, little
yep.
things. You're exactly right. That can get you a run or win you a game. Shortening up on the bat and taking a called strike, bearing it in there is Ben Fulks. Fulks
comes in batting 360, leading the Cardinals in hitting. Left-hand swinger.
Settles into the box, and he is way up in the box. Normally, you get as far back as you can, but Caba brings a nice hard slider. That may be one of his better pitches he's thrown.
Got the black on that one.
Sure did. Nibbled outside, and he hit the spot. Now he's got an 0-2 count with two outs, a run in, a runner on. Here in the first inning, GRC batting. Fulks with Caba, long look in. Check of the runner. Runner goes, fighting it off as Howard was going on the pitch, and Fulks able to protect him and just foul it off. Count holds at 0-2. On deck for GRC, it'll be J.P. Gaines. Gaines batting in the sixth spot.
Eli Leach is at first for Brandon Wells at third. Cooper at shortstop. Vindor is a second baseman.
Cabell with an 0-2 offering goes right after him.
Defensively for the Indians, Overhauser is in left field. Sam Cooper is in center, and Eli Lane is a right fielder. Jacob Todd's a battery mate for Coba, Jamin Coba.
0-2 count to Fulks, who fouled off the last fastball, and they try an outside pitch out. Runner goes, throw down, got him.
Oh, he was in there.
So Howard sliding, the tag was applied on the helmet, so you do the anatomy. His feet were in there, but the tag was on the helmet. But they call him out, and Montgomery County with some nifty defense, able to get away with only one run on the one error. There were no hits. Cardinals lead 1-0. We go to the top of the second. More to come right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Jordan Solis, the left-handed pitcher for the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, takes back to the hill here in the second inning. He's got a 1-0 lead in which to work. Cardinals on the season again at 6-6, taking on the Montgomery County Indians. They are 3-8 on this season. Montgomery County, right now they've lost four in a row, right. Six of their last seven. They'd like to break this skid, but they look pretty sharp defensively in the first inning. Stepping away from that and getting a good swing at it was Evan Cofer, and he fouls it straight back. I didn't think he could get to that pitch with his stride toward the pitcher, but he's got an open stance, right-handed batter, swings and misses. The lefty throws him a curve that got in under the hands.
Cofer, the leading hitter for the Indians, coming in at 350.
Playing shortstop, batting number four, you'd expect some kind of pop and some good solid hitting, and he takes a ball up and away. Sam Cooper on deck.
Cofer and Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, you need a copper. You need a copper, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Alliteration.
Here's a pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three, and Solis rings him up for his first punch out of the game, and that's a leadoff strikeout. It'll bring to the plate Sam Cooper, the center fielder.
Pretty pitch right there.
I did. I liked it. Solis used one pitch on 0-2 to go up the ladder. He didn't climb the ladder, so he goes right on the black. Breaking pitch out in front, swing and a miss.
Nice change up there. Took a little off that breaker.
I agree. It was kind of a change up, straight change, get me over kind of fastball, get ahead in the count. Solis, a long look in, he kicks and deals, and this one up and away for a ball, evens the count at 1-1.
Crafty left-hander has been the best pitcher for the Cards this year, and he goes in this district battle.
Speaking of district, Montgomery County did not lose a game last year. They were 8-0 against district opponents as Cooper fouls this one off, the count goes to 1-2. They had a disappointing end to their season. They had a good enough club to go through the region. It did not happen. They had this year's team, just totally different team, and that can happen. You graduate and you roll them over.
Young team, it looks like.
Swing and a miss. Salee's got him reaching on a breaking pitch down and away. So there's two outs, both by punch out. Yeah, last year, Lynn, that team was 28-7, Montgomery County, district champs. They played 2 1-run games in the region tournament. They won one, then lost one. It's just a different team this year. Montgomery County's beaten GRC their last three meetings. But if you go back, as we look at this pitch in there on the outside corner for a strike.
He's painting it today.
If you go back 10 years to 2014, these teams were 12-12. Against each other.
Yeah, not surprising.
Pitch outside for a ball. Now, Montgomery County's had half of their wins have occurred in the last 3 years. Throw out that COVID season, which no one played, but seemed like Montgomery County's gotten stronger lately. Fastball up and away by Salise, and working a little faster now. Now he steps off the rubber.
Getting in rhythm. Jacob Todd at 261. At the plate.
Base is empty, two away. Pitch is outside, and now 3-1. So Salise, after showing pinpoint control, painting the black on a called three strike, strikeout, then working his secondary pitches for a swinging strikeout, now trying to keep from issuing a walk, and that was a swing and a miss by Jacob Todd. And sometimes you're a count hitter, Lynn. You're swinging regardless. It's 3-1. He's not going to walk me with two outs.
He popped his shoestrings on that one.
He did.
Going after kind of a lunge, too. Probably out of the strike zone.
So Jacob Todd, a big healthy cut. Here's a ground ball by Todd. Two hopper to short. Howard Fields collects himself. Throw over in time, and that'll do it. Another three up, three down inning for Salise and the Cardinals. We move to the bottom of the second. GRC leading Montgomery County 1-0. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
George Rogers, Clark Cardinals batting here in the bottom of the second, leading 1-0. Lynn Midden here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. Lynn, who we got coming up next three?
Folks is back up again after the throw out of Howard. He'll be followed by J.P. Gaines and Abe Mullins.
So looking
five,
at
six, and seven batting order.
Cardinals got their one run in the first. Without a hit, aided with an error, but Montgomery County defense made two pretty nice plays. A throw out, caught stealing, and then a rundown got them out of a jam. And Caba gets ahead with a first pitch called strike on the outside corner. So, folks, as Lynn mentioned, he has the luxury of seeing Caba before. So now he comes in, he takes advantage of that recognition and sends it over the right fielder's head. It three hops the fence, full strike. Rounds first, hits second, chugging in at third as the ball comes in, straight throw into the plate, and leadoff triple by Fulks. I think it was a real advantage, Lynn, to see five pitches or six pitches before he took this at bat.
Well, he had him measured, so he hits that first pitch hard over the right fielder's head and an easy stand-up triple.
Hit it to the gap in this ballpark, very spacious. If you're a pitcher, you like it. Plenty of foul ground. Down the baselines. Now, when you get to the outfield, it narrows significantly, but a beautiful ball field. Caba works from the stretch, and here's a line drive single up the middle. As Gaines wastes no time, driving in Fulks, and the Cards on top, 2-0.
Nice hit by Gaines. That ball was inside a little bit, but he quick bat, drilled it right up the middle.
You like that short swing?
I do.
I do, too. You know,
he's a good player. He's a lot better than the 217 average who's coming in. Just getting his legs from basketball, and I'd say JP will have a good finish here.
He's a tall guy for a catcher, 6'2". He's over at first, and they throw over. He dives back in. Good athlete. They're not running a courtesy runner out there for him and probably won't unless there's two outs or something.
Right.
Caba pitching from the stretch. Good pitch at the knees on the outside for a called strike. Mullins steps out of the box and shakes his head, but that's a pitcher's pitch, not a hitter's pitch, young fella. So he's back in the box. Mullins, right-handed batter, starting at third base this evening. Runner goes, curveball in there for a called strike, and the pickoff attempt sails outside the bag. Boy, and
JP started to go.
Braden Door, he deked him. He decoyed him and didn't know he did it.
Yeah.
He didn't know he decoyed him. So he could have slapped the tag on Gaines, but JP got back.
Came off, thought it was a foul ball, I assume, and he started back to first, but then quickly retreated to second, and he's that down there.
So Dorr, my take on that one, he made a lunging catch, and I think Gaines thought it may have gone into center field, and I'm moving to third.
But he went the other way. He went back toward first. I think he thought it was a foul ball, maybe.
Here's a slow one-hopper to first. There'll be one play for Lane. He steps on the bag, retiring Mullins. But a productive out as it pushes Gaines over to third base with only one out. So a bounce out, three unassisted. Lane did the right thing. He looked it into his glove. I say Lane, it was actually Leach that made the play at first. He did the right thing. Tyler Howie at the plate for GRC. Howie, a right-handed batter, takes one just below the knees. Pretty good location there for ball one.
Howie comes in batting 200, as was Abe Mullins, both of them at 200. Both those kids are better hitters than that.
Holds up on a pitch that rides inside, and a good pitcher's pitch again there by Caba, but he's missed with both of them. You got to pitch inside. You can't let him sit up there and swing freely. Breaking pitch started off on the outside corner and breaks away. Now a 3-0 count to the number 8 batter. So Caba's got to bow his neck and come back. And he does. He throws a strike in there to extend this AB. Carter Maynard on deck, the number 9 hitter for the Cardinals. One run in, runner on third with one out. Pitching, bounces up there for ball four, and the Cards have him on the corner. I don't think there's any secret what GRC is going to do here. It's just a matter of when. 8 stolen bases on 8 attempts for Tyler Howie, who's on a board with a one-out walk.
No, he'll go first pitch, I would think.
Carter Maynard in here, left fielder, batting right-handed, squaring to bunt, pulls it back, runner goes, and there's no throw. So a stolen base, can't really say catcher's indifference. He had a couple of other options, could have faked the throw to short, pump and go back to third, but this time no throw down.
Fake bunt steal right there.
Maynard took a strike. He's down the count. Caba pitching. Nice overhand curveball, a slow curve. Stays outside. He got that over in the first inning. Not finding his spot right now.
He's kind of three-quarters. He's sidearm, three-quarters. Makes his breaking pitch more effective to the right-handers.
There's a fastball that's grounded in the hole right side. One run's going to score. They put the windmill on as racing in is Howie, so the stolen base proves to be pivotal, Lynn.
Yep.
On a single that drives in two.
Nice piece of hitting by Howie that time. With the pitch, with right field, right past the second baseman.
So the Cardinals tack on a couple more runs. They lead now 4-0. Still batting in the second. They move to the top of the lineup as we've got a meeting on the mound as one of the pitching coaches, the coach is taking a stroll out to the Montgomery County infield. Break in the action. Cards on top, 4-0. We'll step aside. 30-second break. More to come after this brief message.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Cava stays in to pitch for Montgomery County, and he works to the top of the lineup with Cam McAlpin. McAlpin, in his first at-bat, worked a seven-pitch walk. He stole a base, moved to third on a pass ball, but got picked off. He bats here with runner at first, one out. The Cards have scored three times in the inning.
Maynard with good speed and a good lead over at first. Threat to go.
This whole Cardinal team built for this ballpark. Mm-hmm. It's
speed
a fast
defense.
Yeah, it's a fast field. It's a big field, so that's what they've got. They've got fast players. Haven't hit a home run on the season. Didn't have many, if one or two last year even. Pitch up and in, throw down, and they're going to make it close, and they say in there safely with a hit first slide. Going in there is Carter Maynard.
Nice slide. Slid away from the tag that time. The throw beat him, but away from the tag, head first, and got in there.
Jacob Todd, the catcher, he got a great pitch to throw down on. It was up and away. Count one and one now to McAlpin with a runner out at second. Big hole left side, but Cava working him inside at the knees for a called strike. One ball and two strike count, one out, runner at second. Cards on top, 4-0. Holding the runner on, shortstop, moving around back there is Kofor. Kofor still dancing around. Pitch, and there's a line drive up the middle, base hit. They put the windmill on, rounding third and coming in, Maynard moving up on the throw, and there's where the outfielder missed the cutoff.
Yep.
That taking that extra base is McAlpin. So the Cardinal first base coach alertly watching that outfielder throw that couldn't cut down the runner at home, but it allowed one to go to second.
You got to get a cannon to get Carter Maynard on a base hit, line drive base hit there. So with the lead he had second, that's is a no-doubter. Yeah, missed the cutoff there and gave an extra base to McAlpin as he's down to second.
So the Indians, who had sparkling defense in the first inning without any mental errors, showing up with a couple here.
Brady.
That's going to bring Brady Davis up. Excuse me, Lynn.
Excuse me. I'll roll over you. 273, Brady, DH, steps in, is committed to Louisville as a pitcher. He's a 5-tool player. He can run, throw it, hit it, hit with power.
Cava started him off with a curveball in there for a called strike. Davis now calling time. And what that tells me is Cava's not, you know, he's not giving in. He's a Montgomery County starter, and he's doing what he can. He shaked off a couple of signs here. He may want to go back to that breaking pitch.
Well, first base open, you'll be careful with Davis.
He wanted to go sidearm, and he plunked Davis up on the shoulder, his left shoulder. So Brady Davis, first time he's been hit by a pitch on the season. He takes first base, and the Cards continue to bat here. They've sent, this will now be eight batters to the plate as Caden Spicer settles in. He hit a soft liner to short his first time up. He bats here with two on and one out. Cava with a nice fastball outside corner for a called strike.
Pretty pitch right there. Got the black on the other corner, outer half.
Working from the stretch. To the belt, check of the runner at second and pitching. Little mix up there on the sign. The catcher, Todd, was sitting outside.
Might have been crossed up.
Yeah, and then Cava brought it back over the heart of the plate. It was just low for a ball, and it's 1-1. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch got away, and that's going to be a wild pitch. Todd got a glove on it, but well beyond his reach, and all hands move up. So now Spicer, He's an RBI guy. Yep. He's sitting in the number three slot, and he's got some right here.
394. Gaudy average.
He's got 15 runs batted in. That's better than almost three times as many as his closest teammate as far as that production number.
Yeah, the Cards, as well as the Indians, really have not hit the ball real well this year. As we mentioned, the average is coming in.
Quite similar. And again, GRC, just not a real powerful team. Didn't hit home runs last year. They haven't this year. Here's a one-hopper by the shortstop into left field. One run will score. They'll hold Davis at third. And over at first base with another RBI, tack on number 16 of the season for Caden Spicer.
McAlpin in the score. And Davis at third.
So right now we're going to have a pitching change. Coach Minyard looking out to center field, and he is going to call and hail in the services of one Sam Cooper. So Cooper will come in, and Jamin Caba will leave. He leaves the game having given up six runs. The runners are still his responsibility. We've got a break in the action. Cardinals with George Rogers Clark leading here in the second inning, in the bottom of the second, 6-0. We'll take a one-minute break. More to return after these messages on your Gateway Sports Station.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
New pitcher in the game for the Montgomery County Indians, who trail here now 6-0 in the bottom of the second. The Cardinals, they will have batted around as they send Abram Howard to the plate after the relief pitcher Sam Cooper takes his warm-up tosses. The Cardinals in this inning, again, they've sent eight to the plate. The ninth batter will be Abram Howard.
This is Cooper's initial timeout. It doesn't have an ERA, hasn't been in on the mound yet this year, so it'd be his first relief appearance.
So you can't close the book just yet on Caba. He's got runners out there that are his responsibility. He failed to strike out a batter. He did hit one, and he gave up five hits. In addition to, he also issued two base on balls. 6-0, Cards lead. Five of the six runs earned. The run in the first run the Cards got was an unearned run, but Caba seemed to get out of it. But GRC saw it better in the second inning, shortening up on the bat for a bunt and pulling it back. So got a new batter in there.
Chase Wheeler.
Chase Wheeler hitting here for Abram Howard.
Batting 63. So Chase is due.
Wheeler takes one inside. New pitcher Sam Cooper, as Lynn said, his first mound experience of this season. Wheeler at the plate.
Cards batted around.
Squaring the bunt, pulling it back, and without a throw, Spicer slides into second.
That's a fake bunt steal. He wasn't going to bunt. He just showed the bunt so that get the infielders moving.
Okay. Grounder to short. Fielded backhand. Took a little too much time. Looked it over and throws. That's in time, fine. But a run scores. Davis comes across the plate. for the Cardinals.
Nice play to the shortstop, Cooper, Kofer.
That'll bring...
Jake Todd is the pitcher.
That'll bring...
Jake Todd is the pitcher.
All right.
Was the catcher, now he moves to the mound. My mistake. Sam Cooper is still in center field.
Call in time and go out to talk to his pitcher. I'm sure they're going to talk about the signs they've got. Spicer out at second base. Cardinals have a big inning here.
Batted around and then some. Got another pinch hitter, don't we?
No, that's Fulks. Okay, Fulks is settling in there. Yep. Fulks got this inning started. Hit a stand-up triple. Try a pickoff attempt. It did not pick off Spicer.
Hit the runner.
It hit him, but it he got back in safely.
So Jacob Todd on the mound. That's why Cooper hadn't. We didn't have any stats on him. He's not pitching.
Time called as Fulk steps out of the box. He'll settle back in.
Let's get the new catcher.
Kicks and deals. Todd's pitch down and in for a ball, and it's 2-0 to the left-hand batting Fulks.
Big inning for the Cards. They bat around.
Runner at second. Swing and a miss.
Good changeup right there.
Yeah, it was. It's a good swing there for Fulks, too, if you're going to turn it loose. But a nice pitch by Todd.
Just out front a bit, yeah. Took something off of it.
Todd to the belt, check of the runner, the 2-1 offering, and we'll do it again. Here's Todd with the pitch. Popped up, foul ground, catcher giving chase, and just over into the grandstands. Well-attended game. Beautiful weather. Game time temperature was 71. That's going to hit about our high today.
Very nice day for baseball. Come on out and support these Cardinals.
See the eclipse, Lynn?
I did. Yep. Had my glasses.
Pretty impressive, yes.
It is. Watched on TV, too, where the total eclipse was awesome. I mean, it was dark as night.
This is wild. Two ball, two strikes, two outs, and a fighting off, riding inside fastball as Fulks just check swing foul down the third base line. We'll do it all again.
Good piece of hitting there. Pitcher's pitch, he fouled it off. Couldn't take it. It's too close. In on him, he fouled it down the third base line.
Todd, the check of the runners, 2-2. Oh, a nice breaking pitch. Swing and a miss by Fulks, and that's going to get Montgomery County out of the inning. But in the inning for the Cardinals, they come up with six runs on six hits. They left a runner on. They lead 7-0 as we go into the top of the third. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals stake to a big 7-0 lead for Jordan Solis as he comes in to pitch again, working his third inning. Solis has retired the first six he's seen.
Todd came on in relief. He pitched 11 innings, giving up 12 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned runs, 8 bases on ball, 8 strikeouts, and a 1-1 record and 3.18 ERA.
So he's working in a swing and a miss. Montgomery County with Stubblefield at the plate. Stubblefield, right-handed batter, aggressively swinging. He's down in the count 0-2. He's in there batting a sophomore. And he fouls one back. He's aggressive. He swung three times.
Got a nice swing.
Yeah, it is. There's strikes, and he's up there hacking. He's batting here for Eli Lane, the right fielder, who was scheduled to lead off this third. Solis tried to get his secondary pitch, that changeup, slow curve to go in. It stayed high. And one ball, two strike count to an aggressive swinging Carter Bo Stubblefield. And he swings and misses.
167 coming in, and he got a K going out.
Third strikeout in the game for Solis. One looking, two swinging. And he struck out three of the last four Indian batters, and coming to the plate, it'll be Braxton Wells.
Solis is sharp tonight, throwing strikes ahead of the hitters, getting ground balls.
I liked him 2 years ago in the region tournament. He played well.
He's pitched well since he's been here.
Bunt attempt by Wells is foiled as he missed it in there for a strike one. Solis pitched like four innings, and he gave way to some relief. He was leading in the ball game. He had been touched a little, but I liked his poise as a sophomore.
I agree.
This one up and away for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1.
He is the crafty left-hander.
One out, base is empty. Yeah, not a real big guy.
Mm-mm.
Kicks and deals. Nice breaking pitch. Just a little tight break on that one. Swing and a miss. Solis up in the count 1-2. Here's the kick and the pitch, and swing and a miss. Foul tip, they say, into the glove, held on by Gaines, and that'll ring him up.
For a strikeout for Solis, he's got it going.
Four of the last five Indians have gone down swinging. Actually, one of those strikeouts was a called third, but here's Caba, who was the starting pitcher. He takes one up and away for a ball. The line on Caba, you can close it out pitching. He pitched one and a third, five hits, 7 runs, 6 earned. Swing and a miss.
Caba batting 105.
Yeah, the Indians coming in, they've dropped 4 in a row. They're trying to stop that skid. 6 of their last 7 games
have been losses. Cardinals been up and down as well after they beat a very good Lexington Catholic team. Then they dropped 4 in a row. We saw the Frankfurt game, and then 3 after that. Finally got the ship righted here this week and 1-2.
Yeah, no spring break trips or anything. They stayed here and played a couple of teams from Indiana.
Hamilton Heights, Acadia.
Caba hits one straight away to center. Fly ball under it, camped under, and makes the catch. Almost in his tracks is Cam McAlpin. 3 up, 3 down. Solis had retired 9 in a row. We move now to the bottom of the third. Cardinals leading the Indians 7-0. More to come in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Cardinals bat here in the bottom of the third. It'll be leading things off, J.P. Gaines. Gaines with a single, drove in a run, scored a run, stole a base. Tied pitching. Gaines again swinging away.
Big cut there.
Yeah, he hit the first pitch he saw back in the second. In that six-run second, took a cut at the first pitch.
JP, athletic catcher.
Right-handed batting senior. Takes a little off of that pitch, but it rides high from Todd, and 1-1 the count. Even with the bag at third, is Wells. Leach playing a little deeper at first as Gaines back in the box. Outfield playing him to pull a little bit, despite the wind blowing to right. This pitch down and away. Gaines, a good hitter's count here.
Gaines, Mullins, and Howie do up for the Cards this inning.
Well, the Cards sent 10 to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Put up six.
Yeah, here's a pitch that bounces up there, and after getting ahead in the count 0-1, now Todd finds himself behind in the count, 3-1, working to Gaines. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, JP. Big, healthy rip on that one. Fastball that came inside on him. Gaines not really crowding the plate, but Todd working that inside corner. Came with a nice pitch on 3-2, and Todd wanted it. It was his off-speed pitch, his curveball changeup, and it stayed high. Interesting call there.
Give him credit for believing in his curveball in 3-2.
But that puts a leadoff walk on, and, you know, the unproven stat about it, 70 or 80% of those guys end up coming around to score. Mullins in there batting. Mullins grounded out to first. To Leach, his first time up, takes one just upstairs for a ball. Gaines over at first base. He's got good speed. Small sample size as he's only played 9 games as a hitter. He's only attempted one steal and he got there. 3-step lead now. Held on, now he goes. Pitch up high, throw down, and sliding in there. The Cards now have stolen 5 bases in this game.
Definitely the game plan to run on this team. And the Cards showing their speed. What have they done for the year?
Six stolen bases, excuse me. Well, on the year, the GRC 43 out of 51 attempts.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it was a running team last year.
Yeah, they're not a real big team. I mean, physically, a lot of guys, smaller guys, but got some good speed.
Todd with a nice pitch on the inside corner, and Mullins took it and steps out. That pitch had a little hair on it. The best fastball that Todd's thrown was right there.
Good one.
Check of the runner at second. 2-1 count. They're going to throw back, and Gaines back in safely. We saw JP dancing around at second base his first time he was up, and he stole the base back in the second. He almost got decoyed and picked off. That time he lunged back in well ahead of the tag. Here's the 2-1 offering. Mullins watches it bounce up there for ball two.
Todd's come on in relief and done a good job here for the Indians. Put out the fire in their family. Last inning.
3-1 count. Swinging and popping it up on the infield. A little confusion, but then it's confirmed.
Door got it.
He looked over there at Leach at first and said, you or me. And
Leach said, I don't want any part of it.
He got a nice play in the proper play. Door.
Exactly. It was the second baseman's ball all the way, and Brandon Door makes a good play.
One out and a runner at second. Howie bats here. Howie walked, scored a run in that six-run second. He also has a stolen base in the game. Showing bunt here. Montgomery County moving in. And right now they're going to run Gaines back to second base. They had a little wheel play on shortstop covering third.
That left nobody covering second. So
Gaines was able to get quite a generous lead.
Now Dorr eases over to covering.
Howie not showing bunt and turns on that fastball on the inside corner and ripped it foul right past the third base coach. Probably about as hard a hit ball as we've had in this game, other than the Folks triple that three hopped the fence. Howie down in the count 0-1, one out, runner at second. Todd for Montgomery County pitching, and a swing, shoots it the other way, and it's going to be foul down in the Montgomery County bullpen.
Slice that one, hit it hard, but late on it.
Howie's down in the count 0-2 with Carter Maynard, the number 9 batter, on deck. Beautiful day for baseball. We mentioned that eclipse. After tonight, I believe we got rain for the remainder of the week, so get this one in. Maybe rain up until Friday.
Card's supposed to be in action tomorrow with Paris, I think. If the rain holds off.
Todd pitching, and his breaking pitch bounces up there. They got to play at third, but sliding in is Gaines.
Nice base running. Gaines reading that hopper. Got away from the catcher to his left. Made a play on Gaines, but he's in there easily.
1-2 the count here to Howie. Now with Gaines at third and one out. And GRC leading Montgomery County 7-0, batting here in the bottom of the third. Montgomery County infield not playing in with that runner at third. And here's a tapper back to the mound. Todd looks back, Gaines to third, and he underhands for the second out. So that's a big play for Todd to get that little bouncer there. Saves a run, at least for the moment.
Looked that runner back nicely and throws out the runner.
A little surprised they didn't bring the infield in on the corner.
I am.
Of course, they say that takes a 200 hitter and makes him a 400 hitter when you bring him in on the grass. But they played back deep, willing to concede the run. Now with two outs, first pitch is grounded foul by Carter Maynard. Maynard with a single and a two RBIs. Stole a base, scored a run. That kind of production out of your nine hitter, pretty strong.
Carter's a good hitter, batting 250 coming in. Probably a better hitter than that. Got good speed at the bottom of the order. Second leadoff, they call it. We bat last.
That's if you're his father. Second leadoff.
There you go.
Nice pitch there by Todd. He pulled the string. Nice lollipop curve in there. Now he comes back with something a little tighter, and he got him swinging. So three pitches, and he got the punch out. Cardinals don't score. They leave one a runner at third, but they lead big. 7-0, GRC on top of Montgomery County, moving to the top of the fourth. 1 minute break. We'll return right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Montgomery County bats here at the top of the fourth, and they move up to the top of their inning. Jordan Solis on the mound for GRC. 9 have been up, and he's retired 9 in a row. And settling in here, Ethan Overhauser. He grounded to Solis to begin the ball game, and Jordan's first pitch, breaking pitch, had stayed outside for ball one.
Overhauser grounded back to the pitcher first time up.
There's a nice pitch by Solis. Down the middle at the knees for a called strike. Solis has struck out 4, hasn't issued a walk, hasn't given up a hit. He takes that, and here's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to go in for a hit. Good old announcer's jinx. You tell him got a no-hitter going. Here's a ground ball up the middle for a single.
Very hopper got through the second, right between the second baseman and the shortstop. Howie and Howard, first hit for the Indians.
Try to set this Cardinal defense. They've made some changes defensively. Runner at first, Solis working from the stretch, but doesn't seem to bother him as he bores a strike in there. A nice pitch, good velocity.
Letter high fastball, right on by him.
Door grounded to third. To Mullins' first time up. Mullins not at third base now for the Cardinals. Swing and a miss. Quickly ahead to count. 0-2 is Solis.
High heat. He's deceptively quick because he's got such good command of his changeup. That makes his fastball that much harder to hit.
Swinging away on 0-2 and fouling it off is Door, and the count's going to hold at 0-2. Playing third base for the Cardinals, you've got now Zach Brookshire, number 20. We'll set the shortstop, too, here for you shortly. Strike 3 called. Solis runs it right in on the inside corner, and Door knew it. Laid the bat down in his hands and jogged on off out of the batter's box. Fifth punch out for Solis. He's retired the first 9 before giving up a hit. Here's first pitch swinging. Leach down the right field line, and that's going to be
fair
ball. Leach right on the heels of the first runner, and they're going to say...
that's out of play.
Okay, so a ground rule double.
Yep. That's the second time Leach has gone to right field. This time is right down the line, just barely inside the foul line, and then bounced over the fence for a ground rule double.
Well, he's a big, sturdy-looking guy, and I'd say there's not a lot of parks that he couldn't put one out on. So he bounces that one, ground rule double, and he was right on the heels of Overhauser, who was looking down the line. So the Indians threatening here, pitch up and away for a ball to the number 4 batter, Evan Kofer.
Fulks get a good effort on that. He was right there by, but hit just foul inside the foul line.
Solis working from the stretch with runners at second and third and one out, electing not to go with a windup, and he's behind in the count 2-0. Cardinals on top, 7-0. Montgomery County batting top of the fourth. 2 on and 1 out, both runners in scoring position. There's a strike. Solis with a fastball. Belled high on the outside corner. Cardinal defense Brookshire third, playing just maybe a half step behind the bag, as the first baseman Spicer as well. They're playing back up the middle. They're willing to concede runs with a 7-0 lead to get an out.
Cofer, the leading hitter for the Indians at 350, struck out the first time up here, hitting with runners in scoring position.
And ahead in the count, 3-0. Solis to the belt. Kicks, deals, that pitch outside, and they're loaded.
I don't think Solis wanted much to do with him. Loads the base. First base was open. But that loads him up.
Cooper steps in at the plate. Cooper, one of the five strikeout victims of the Indians, and Solis could use one of those right now. Cart defense, they don't move. They bring the first baseman, Spicer. He's playing at the edge of the grass, swinging a miss on a fastball down and away.
Cooper late on that one.
Sure was. Brookshire, he's off the bag at third, playing just behind it. Spicer not holding a runner. Bases are full, and Solis now ahead in the count at 0-2. Lynn, that's good that he can focus and concentrate, come right back after a five-pitch walk.
Right. I don't think he wanted to throw too much to Cofer, their leading hitter, with first base open.
Pop up, and Gaines giving chase. It's going to go into the bleachers. So he was looking for that ball to be in the infield somewhere and get the old infield fly rule, and that would have been to Solis's advantage. But Montgomery County threatening here with one out and the bases full. Choking up on that bat is Sam Cooper, and he looks like he knows what to do with it.
Middle infield, double play depth, looking for a ground ball here.
Cooper right on the plate. He's crowding it. Solis runs it in on him, and Cooper able to fight it off, but in the old days, that's a wooden bat. That thing's broken right there.
That's right.
I mean, he would have sawed him off. It was in on the hands.
Get the tape out and the nails.
There you go. Swing and a miss. Solis got him with a breaking pitch at the knees. That's six punch outs for Jordan Solis. None bigger than that one, with the bases full and one out.
Big pitch right there.
That's going to bring the pitcher, Jacob Todd, up. Todd grounded out to short to close out the second inning, his only time up. He bats here at the Montgomery County's best chance of getting a run. And he tries to go the other way, but he shoots it foul. And Solis still throwing strikes.
Todd grounded out, shortstop to first time up. Came into the game batting 261.
Solis gave up a leadoff single, first hit of the game, and after that, ground rule double, then his first walk of the game, and all of a sudden you find yourself with the bases loaded. He was able to get a strikeout, a couple of them in this inning, and it's 0-2 here. Pitching. Line drive up the middle, base hit.
It's a hitting.
One run's going to score. They're going to wave Leach. There's going to be a play at the plate, and he's going to have to retreat back. Gaines didn't field it cleanly. Gaines is going to throw to second, and Montgomery County ran themselves out of an inning.
Yep.
Throw back behind, and they nail the runner at second, trying to get back. Cofer thrown out, but the one run will count. Montgomery County in the inning, one run on two hits. They left a couple of runners on. It's 7-1, GRC leading. We'll be back in 1 minute here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station. WMST Mount Sterling.
Todd back out pitching for the Indians as the Cardinals bat here. GRC coming up here in the fourth inning, leading 7-1. Len, who we got coming up?
Top of the order is I have McAlpin, Davis, and Spicer. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Cam, 273, been on to base on balls and a single, scored one run.
Beautiful day here at this lovely arena. Got some people even up in Cincinnati send me a message here. Was up there for the, the Reds stole that one game against New York, and then they couldn't win Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday's game was a
great come from behind.
Yeah, it was a piece of work.
It was. The old cardiac Reds.
Nice change of speed there by Todd. Had McAlpin thinking twice about it.
I understand you guys are going up for Thursday's matinee.
Yeah,
I couldn't go. I've got granddad duties that day.
Man, I tell you what, I've got it 5 days a week, but I was able to
get a sub.
Got a sub, or we called in the temp agency or something. I don't know, man. I got three kids, baby grandkids, two and under, so our house is lively. Here's a 1-1 to McAlpin. That one sails up and under the chin for ball two. 2-1 the count. Yeah, I love going up there at Cincinnati. I was born up there, Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to high school there?
Did not.
Came back down here.
Came back to Kentucky. My parents, like a lot of people, went north for work, and then after they retired, came back and bought the farm kind of thing, you know.
Right.
A lot of hillbillies did that. 2-2 count to McAlpin leading off here in the fourth. Jacob Todd pitching. Nice. Boy, and he waited on that breaking pitch nicely. Pulled into right field. Big turn at first. He's going to test the arm, and McAlpin in standing.
Scoots into second with a stand-up double. Nice piece of hitting there by Cam McAlpin.
Boy, didn't he wait. He just held his hands back. Good pitch by Todd. He thought he'd get him out in front with a 2-2 break-even breaking pitch. But McAlpin read it beautifully, kept his hands back, and pulled it right over the first baseman's head. So he's on at second base, and Brady Davis coming in here. Davis has scored twice in this ballgame without a hit. Right-hand batter, senior. I don't know if he'll see a better pitch than that one. He knows it, too. He's shaking his head in there for a called strike.
I'd see Brady get untracked.
Check of the runner, McAlpin at second. Todd is going to, looking back, Montgomery County not afraid to make a few attempts. They've had three pickoff attempts at second base. One base runner has been caught stealing, but the Cards have stolen six in the game. There's another good pitch, and Brady Davis just not seeing it real well, evidently. Because he's let two good pitches come right in there. And you're talking thigh-high and belt-high pitches. You throw another one in there, Davis might make you pay. Setting up outside and threw it inside.
And got by the catcher.
Davis saying, it may have hit my protective gear on my elbow. The umpire said no, but a wild pitch moves McAlpin over to third. And missed badly. You know, your catcher's setting up outside, Lynn. It's kind of like we got an 0-2 count on this guy. We got away with two pitches. Let's see if we can get him aggressively reaching, but it didn't happen. 1-2 to Davis. McAlpin at third. Breaking pitch in there, called strike three. Called strike three. And right now the umpire doesn't like the attitude nor the voice of Brady Davis, and he's following him to the dugout, and he may have told Coach Brooks he's gone. And he may have just put him out.
Yep, backwards K, and Brady didn't like the call.
Well, he looked at three good pitches.
It's a pretty good curveball. I thought that was a little bit inside, but You gotta hack it there.
Yeah,
with
when you got two strikes and a runner at third.
Exactly.
Swing and a foul straight back. Caden Spicer with a team leading 16 RBIs. He got one of those 16 in this game, driving home a run. He's one for two, driven in a run and stolen a base. Chance to pick up another RBI here. This pitch is up and away for a ball. Spicer, a good hitter. Lynn said, on average in RBIs, no one close. I mean, RBIs, he's three times as many as the next closest Cardinal.
Hitting that three-hole at 395, so yeah, he's their guy.
Takes a pitch. Took a little something off it. Todd did, but it stayed outside. Spicer went out there with it, but he didn't make an attempt. 2-1, good hitters count here with one out and a runner at third. Cards leading 7-1, batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Todd's pitch, slow breaking pitch, a changeup curveball, and out in front of it, and Spicer with a coy grin across his face.
Got just a piece of it.
He did. Sometimes you see that coming in, it's saying, hit me, but he was already out on his front foot. So that's what Todd was wanting to do, and that's what he did. He goes with another curveball, and Spicer sends it right back up the middle.
Hung that one, and Spicer knew what to do with it, right up the middle.
He drives in his second run, and McAlpin scores his second run, and Cardinals play add-on here in the fourth, leading 8-1 now. Spicer with a two-hit, two-RBI day. Chase Wheeler back in. Abram Howard, who began at short, had one plate appearance. Wheeler came on in the second, and now he bats again. Wheeler, a right-handed batter with Spicer at first. Spicer, like other Cardinal players, with a stolen base in this game. He's staying there as pitch is taken up and in for a ball. Wheeler looked like he wanted to pull the trigger. Had a good discerning eye there. He's got a small strike zone. They list him at 5'6". 5'6", and with a crouch at the plate, and he's able to muscle it and serve it into left field for a base hit. Station to station as Spicer holds it second. But coming in there, Chase Wheeler with a nice piece of hitting. So Wheeler gathers his second hit of the season.
Good for Chase.
A one-out single that pushes Spicer over to second. And coming up to the plate now, the only lefty in the Card lineup, Ben Foulkes. Foulkes is one for two, tripled and scored, leading off the second. He takes one way out of the strike zone. And then he ended up leading off the inning. He ended up closing out that second inning with a strikeout swinging. So he batted twice in the second. Steps in here with one out, two on. Below the knees for a ball. Foulkes up in that batter's box right up in the front. Todd, a check of the runner at second, now pitching. Good pitch.
Right on the corner.
Yeah, it's a kind of a get-me-over fastball, maybe a straight change. And as Lynn said, it was on the corner for a called strike. Good look, good call. 2-1 count. Good hitters count. See what Foulkes does here. He gets a breaking pitch and he's swinging away. Pops it up on the infield. Normally you don't see the pitcher call it and cover it, but it was almost right in his tracks and he makes the catch just stepping off the mound area. So Foulkes with a pop-up for the second out, and now the Cardinal runners will be running on contact if J.P. Gaines can put it in play. Gaines is one for one. He's been up twice. He's been on twice. Scored a run, driven in one, stolen two bases. And calls and asks for time, and it's obliged as Jacob Todd staring in to get the sign. Cards batting here in the fourth. They've scored in three of the four innings.
Big hole on that right side again as the second baseman. Door really cheap to hold that runner on second.
Gaines first pitch swinging, both times up. This time Nothing different there as he lifts the fly ball to left. Having trouble with it. That's going to drop for a hit. And stumbling into third and coming in to score. Montgomery County's outfield having some trouble with it. That's going to be scored as a hit, despite the fact it looked like it was a fly ball that Oberhauser was tracking. Then he got a little shaky and gains on with his second hit, and he drove in his second run. So the card score a couple of times here. They're still batting. Curve ball hit in the hole. That's going to plate another run. Gaines running on contact. The play at the plate. Sliding in. Safe. Runner's going to try to take second. Throw down. Got him. So the Cards come up with three in the inning. Second time a runner for GRC has been cut down on a throw trying to advance. We move now to the top of the fifth. GRC leading here 11-1, and this is going to be it for Montgomery County unless they can plate one or more. We'll take a one-minute break. More to come after this message, one-minute break, on your Gateway Sports Station.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Cards with a big lead here, 11-1, and Jordan Solis going for the win. He's down to right now. He's counting outs. He needs three outs to get the victory on the mercy rule. They can play five complete, and Montgomery County, two batters over the minimum, as Solis has been able to pitch a very nice ball game.
Montgomery struggled the last two times out, have been run ruled. Wolf County beat them 16-6 in four innings, and then Mason County won 12-1 in five innings. So they've been struggling this year with this young team.
Different ball club than last year's 28-win district championship team.
A lot of seniors, good seniors on that team, too.
Yeah, especially that one pitcher they had, Rowlett's, or yeah, he was a nice pitcher.
Was.
I think he went to college somewhere to even play.
He did.
Midway or...
I forget where he'd signed, but...
Midway or... Where is this? But he was a nice player.
Really was. He beat the Cardinals at least two times, if not more.
0-2 and a swing and a miss. So Stubblefield, a guy that's an aggressive free swinger. Lynn and I saw that in the third inning when he came on to lead off the third. He went down on strike swinging. He does the same thing here leading off the fifth. He's down on strikes. So Solis looking for a couple of more outs, and he can get his team above 500. Cardinals 6-6. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Gaines pounces on it, throw to first, got him. He had to negotiate the bat, and JP, with good agility, got around that bat as he pounced right on it, Lynn.
Athletic catcher. Really nice play. Popped right out of there, as you called it, and then it rifled it down to first base. Two to three.
So right now you've got Cabas, the last opportunity for Montgomery County, and he takes an uppercut swing at a low sinking fastball for strike one.
Seven strikeouts for Solis, who's been masterful here this afternoon.
Yielded but one hit. Swing and a miss, went right back to that same spot, and that's good coaching and good pitch calling.
I think he's had two hits, isn't it? I got him for two.
Yes.
Two.
two hits. You're right. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have 11 runs on 9 hits. They haven't committed an error. They have left two runners on. Actually, they've had 3 runners thrown out on the bases. Montgomery County, they've got the 1 run on 2 hits. They've committed 1 error. They've left a couple of runners on. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's going to do it. So Solis goes with the punch out to end the inning and the ball game. The Cardinals go over 500. They push their record to 7-6 with an 11-1 win over Montgomery County. The Indians, their record, it goes to 3-9. Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We come back, we'll wrap it up. Game summary, stats, and comments, all that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
Get this ball game in as the Cardinals win over Montgomery County in a final 11-1, a game that saw GRC get out on them early. They scored in every inning. It was a shortened mercy run rule game, playing 5 complete innings. In the 4 innings, the Cardinals were able to be at the plate. They scored in 3 of those, and Lynn, when you're scoring in 3 of the 4 innings and they're, as they say, crooked numbers, that's good. But the MVP or the player of the game had to be Jordan Solis.
I would agree with that. He was masterful tonight. 7 strikeouts. He hit record improves to 2-1. The losing pitcher was Caba, and his record falls to 0-1. Guard improved to 7-6. And the Indians fall to 3-9. A good complete game, 5-inning game for Solis. And the Cards hitting shoes got on today. They've been struggling at the plate. They come out and hitting the ball again tonight. So it's a good sign to win this 40th district matchup.
The 11 runs by GRC again. They had scored 12 in their last 2 ball games against Hamilton Heights out of Indiana. This time they score 11, so again, maybe the hitting is beginning to pick up. It's now a very modest, but they hope infectious, 3-game winning streak for the Cardinals after those wins snapped a 4-game skid. And right now, Montgomery County, they drop, and as Lynn mentioned, their record, it goes down to 3-9. They have lost now, looks like 5 in a row, but in the ball game again, Solis, the MVP of the ball game, is he pitched the complete game. Cardinals had 3 players that came up with a couple of hits. It was Cam McAlpin. He had two hits in the ball game, one for extra bases. He scored two runs. He drove in a run. He stole a base. Another two-hit performance by Caden Spicer. His team leading now 17 RBIs. He drove in two. He scored one. He also scored a base. He hit a pair of singles. Another batter that had a couple of hits in this ball game, J.P. Gaines. And Gaines, he had two singles, drove in two runs, had a stolen base, and he scored two and stole one in this ball game as well. Other hits for the Cardinals, Carter Maynard with a base hit, drove in two runs, scored a run, stole a base. Also, Abe Mullins with a single in three plate appearances. And the other Cardinals with hits, it was Chase Wheeler coming in for Abram Howard. Wheeler singled and scored in that fourth inning. So the Cardinals really kind of spread it around as when you look at this, Lynn, they had six of the nine guys got hits. Everybody got on base at least one time in some way or fashion.
Good team win for the Cardinals. And it's, like you say, you like to see them. They've been really struggling at the plate. Tonight they came out and hit the ball firmly, and it's good to see. Maybe they get on a roll. The Indians are scheduled to play Bourbon County Wednesday away, and Clark is scheduled to play in Paris tomorrow if the weather holds.
The winning pitcher in this one, Jordan Solis. He goes five innings, gives up two runs, one run. It was earned. He only walked one. He struck out eight. So Jordan does nothing to diminish and actually will lower that 0.78 ERA. And his record, as Lynn mentioned, he'll move up to 2-1. Cardinals GRC, again, good pitching team. They've got good speed on the bases. Just got to get on base in order to score runs and steal around, especially if you're not a power-hitting team. So that's going to do it for this one. We're going to take off for a while. Our next broadcast will be a softball game, which I'm looking forward to see. The GRC Cardinal girls softball started off kind of rough, but they picked up some wins. And we've got them, what, a week from Thursday?
Yeah, April 18th.
So we'll be back here on the softball diamond April 18th, taking on the Danville Lady Admirals.
And the 24th of April, back here with baseball with Lexington Catholic, should be a good game.
Yeah, that'll be a rematch. The Cards able to pick up a quality win against Lexington Catholic earlier in the season. Again, in a final, 11-1. We thank our listeners for tuning in as Gateway Radio works again, demonstrating their commitment to the communities they serve, the schools that are there, and the students that participate in the sporting programs. Again, for our broadcast crew, Jeff and we've got Jeff and Tim back at the station. Appreciate their production. Hayes McMakin, on-site engineer. Lynn, thank you, man.
Enjoyed it.
All right, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. So long, everyone.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.